Hashem towards the bottom of Daf Pei Hey Amud Beis with the Mishnah. Just a little akdama before we start the Mishnah. The halacha is, this is the Lashon HaRambam, Kol ha'goynev nefesh adam, any person that kidnaps another. Oyver b'loisei is oyver loisei, shenem, because the pasuk says, in the Aseret HaDibros, loisignaif. Later on, the Gemara will tell us how we know that that loisignaif in the Aseret HaDibros refers to one that steals another human being. V'chein, continues the Rambam, ha'moichroi, oyver b'loisei, one that sells another human being, is oyver b'loisei, because the pasuk says, lo yimachum imkarasavit. While geneva itself, however, is a loisei, and mechira is a loisei, one that does both steals somebody and sells him is chayiv misa. He would be chayiv chenek. The pasuk in Parshas Ki Seis is as follows: Ki yimatza yish goynev nefesh me'echav mibnei Yisrael. If a man be found stealing a person of his brothers from bnei Yisrael, v'his amer boy, and he makes him serve him, and afterwards the mechari he sells him, u'meisa ganav ahu uviyata haram mikirbech. So in order for someone to be chayiv misa for doing this, there has to be three stages. First, the stealing of the other person. Working with him, you have to have that person serve you, and then selling him. Goynev nefesh is a hisam rabbi, and then a mechari. Now let's see the Mishnah. Ha-goynev nefesh mi Yisrael, anyone that steals a nefesh mi Yisrael, ein chayiv is not chayiv misa ad shiachni senu reshusai. He has to bring him into his reshus. Rashi explains that this is learned from the pasuk of the nimtza diyadai. He is found in his hands. The nimtza means there has to be edim, and biyadeh means that the victim has to be found in his rishos. Like the pasuk says, "Vayikach es kol atzoi miyadoi." Miyadeh means from his rishos. So once again, the Tanakhama says, "Hagoyniv nefesh miYisrael einichayev atziach nisenu l'rishusai." Rabbi Yehuda adds, in order for him to be chayev, it's atziach nisenu l'rishusai. He has to first bring him into his rishos, the yishtamish boy, and make him work for him. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'his amr boy u'machara." If somebody steals him, makes him work for him, and then sells him, then he is chayiv mis. Back to Mishnah. Zayta gainev as benoy. If somebody steals his own son, Rabbi Yishmael benoy showed Rabbi Yechon and Breiker mechayiv as a chachamim patron. The chachamim say that he is potter. Ganef mishachetziy eved as a chetziy ben chayiv. If somebody steals one that is half an eved and half a ben chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says he is chayiv, the Chachamim Paitrin, the Chachamim say that he is Pater, and in the Gemara we are going to see a beer to all these shitas. Now, the first thing the Gemara wants to know is, what is the Tanakhama's shita? The Tanakhama started off the Mishnah by saying that a goyniv nefesh mi Yisrael ain't a chayiv ad sheyach nisenu l'reshusai. So it's mashma, that's all one has to do in order to incur the chayiv, be machnasim into his reshus. Frek the Gemara of the Tanakhama loiboy imur, and the Tanakhama does not say that the victim has to serve him. The pasuk says to this amir boy, only then is he chayiv misa. And for the Gemara, amir avacha b'rei d'rava, imur pachas mishava pruta iga benayu. Even the Tanakhama vadi holds that there has to be some type of service. You have to work with him, make him work for you in order to be chayiv. The difference between the Tanakhama, who makes no mention of this work, and Rabbi Yehuda, who makes a point of saying that he is not chayiv ad shiach nisenu reshusei v'yishtamish boy, would be if the amount of work was less than a shava pruta. The Tanakhama says any type of service would qualify him for the Chayiv Misa, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it has to be at least a service that is worth a pruta. Now the Rishonim are masbir the Machlokes as follows. The pasuk says that the Asamrabah, you have to have him work for you, and then if you sell him, you are Chayiv Misa. It is the opinion of the Tanakhama that what the pasuk means is you have to steal somebody, be machzik in him the way you are machzik in an Eved Kanani, and then if you sell him, you are Chayiv Misa. How is a person machzik in an Eved Kanani? You have the Eved do any work for you. That is a valid kinyan for an Eved Kanani. Even if the Eved carries your bag to the Beis HaMerchetz, it may not be worth a pruta. It is still a valid chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says that the Tairis of the Hisam Rabbi is not a chazaka. It is not a means by which you are sealing your tfisa on the person that you stole, and only afterwards would your sale create the Chayiv Misa. There's a Gzeiras HaKasev over here. That in order for you to be chayiv misa, you have to steal somebody, he has to work for you, there has to be a din work, and then if you sell him, you are chayiv misa. So if you look at it this way, in order for the work to constitute a work, Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be worth at least a pruta, or else you did not satisfy the requirements for the chayiv misa. This is not considered a zehis amrbo, if it's less than a pruta. Akupan. Now the Gemara asks a shaila. We at first don't understand the shaila at all, and then the Gemara will explain. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ginavai u'mechara yashik. What happens if somebody steals and sells a sleeping person? Mahu, what is the Allah? Or, machar isha li bura mahu. If somebody sells an isha mubes, but the contract reads that he is only selling her for the children. In other words, he is not selling the isha herself. He is just selling her unborn children. So what is the shaila? Zakta Gemara, the shaila is, we know that in order for someone to be chayiv misa, there has to be a v'yasamer boy. The person that was stolen has to work for the ganef. So yesh derech imr b'kach, oy ein derech imr b'kach. Is this considered work or not? Zakta Gemara, what do you mean? Is it considered work or not? The typically the leka imr kral. There was no work at all. The first person was sleeping the whole time. He didn't even know what happened. The lady is just sold for her children, but she didn't do any work. And so the Gemara, Leitzricha, the Shaila is as follows. Yashen Dizgaale. He sells a sleeping person, but he is leaning on the person. Isha, the Oikma Biate Zika. As he is selling her, he puts her up in front of him to protect him from the wind, and the male of the children that are being sold are also protecting him from the wind. Because Rashi explains, V'chol Kamashuhu Ava, the bigger she is, the more protection she provides from the wind. Now the Mefarshim explain this as follows. We're dealing here with a person that has very little concern of another human being. Obviously, he's stealing him and then selling him. He is stealing an isha miyaberes and selling her for her children. We have to understand that as far as the halachas of Chayshim Mishpat are concerned, there is no sale over here, because one cannot sell another human being. It is impossible to own another human being. The Rishayim explained even in regard to an Eved, you just own the rights of his work, but you don't own the person. Elamai, Nechaz Chinuch explains this at great length. The Gzeres HaKasid says that if you take another human being and you sell him, although that Mechira has no validity whatsoever, one is Chayiv Mis. However, provided that certain requirements are satisfied, and that is stealing, having that person work for you, and then selling him. This person over here, obviously, as far as his attitude is concerned, the Gemara feels should be Chayiv Miser. He has very little concern for another human being. He takes this person who is sleeping, leans on him as though he would be a lump of logs, and then sells him. He takes an Isha Miuberis, sells her for her children. He is not selling her, he is just selling her children, but Lemaiser. He has so little concern, he is so insensitive to what he is doing, that he actually takes the Isha Miuberes with the children, and with the Kavana that this is protecting him from the wind. In other words, I view you as nothing, as a brick, and I can do whatever I want with you. If you protect me from the wind, fine. We want to know if this person can be put to death. In order for us to give him Misa, there has to be that middle stage, that stage of having the person work for him, or else technically we cannot be Mechayif and Misa. Our shaila is, being the Lamaisa he leaned on, being the Lamaisa he did use the woman to stand before him, and her size protected him from the wind, technically, does this constitute derech imur, and the Nela, can we say that this person should be put to death? My, what is the halacha? Zakti Gemara Teiku, we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. Now, incidentally, the order of the psukim, are imakayav is the imoy mos yumas. Then we have our pasuk v'goynev ish u'macharai, and after that pasuk, the pasuk goes back to a makalel of the imay mos yumas. So b'etzem, we have to understand the seder. Why the goynev ish in between the makay of the imay and the makalel of the imay? So the Ramban in Mishpatim brings some of Sadigan. This is the lashon of the Ramban. Ki hichnes davar ha-goynev ish beinayan. It is usually little children that are the victims, and because you uproot them out of their parents' home, they grow up in strange places, they don't recognize who their parents are, and perhaps we can add the kavani is that because they don't have a normal upbringing, they turn into the type of beings that are prone to be a makiv of the imai and a makal of the imai, and the pasuk cautions us who is to blame for this. It is the person that has absolutely no concern whatsoever to another child. Because you want to make some money, you steal a child, and you rob him of any opportunity of understanding who his parents are, and you rob him of any type of comprehension of what it means to live as a normal human being in a society. And the male of the pasuk puts the gaine fish in between the makay of the imai and the makaral of the imai to emphasize that this is the root of the problem. In a similar vein, Rav Shamsha Falhish explains, makay of the imai results in a chi of misa, although one only wounded his parents. Still, the wounding of a father or mother is raised into the category of a complete killing. And the male is considered a capital crime. So the Torah teaches us that freedom is also a treasure. And robbing someone of that freedom is social murder, and is equally punished as a capital crime. Akupanam, Zakta Gemara Vayta, Tani Rabbanam. The pasuk says, Ki yimatzei ish goinev nefesh me'echav. So ein li'ele ish shaganav. I only know that if a man steals, he is chayiv. Isha minayin. How do I know that even if a lady is a ganav, she is chayiv as well? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, v'goinev ish. Now, the goinei fish means that a man is stolen. So here the pasuk is clearly saying that there is no nafkamina, who is the one that is stealing the man. It can either be an ish or an isha, because the pasuk puts the emphasis on the victim, the goinei ish, the man was stolen, not who the ganef is. So, ainly, all I know is, ela ish shegona, I know that if a man steals, he is always chayiv, bein isha bein ish, because the first pasuk says, ki yimotze ish goinei nefesh, and nefesh means the victim is any type of nefesh. The isha shegan v'ish. I know that if a lady steals a man, she is chayiv, because the pasuk says v'goinev ish, when a man is stolen, and it makes no difference who is the one that is doing the stealing. The only thing that I don't know is isha shegan v'isha menayin. Nothing in the pasuk tells me that if a lady steals another lady, she is chayiv. Therefore, Talmud Lomer, the pasuk concludes imei saganef ahu, and the pasuk is emphasizing the ganef will always be chayiv misa mikol makom, regardless of who steals who. If it's a man stealing a lady, if it's a lady stealing a man, or any combination. Tanya Idach. The pasuk says, Ki yimatze ish goinev nefesh me'echav. And once again, the complete pasuk is as follows. Ki yimatze ish goinev nefesh me'echav. If a man be found stealing a person of his brothers, mibnei Yisrael, this amir boy, and he makes that person serve him, umachari, and then he sells him, umei saganafahu, uviyata rami kibecha. Now this is how this braisa learns the pasuk. Tanya Edach. Ki yimatze ish goinev nefesh me'echav. So goinev nefesh, any type of nefesh. Echad goinev es ish, if he steals a man. V'echad goinev es ish, if he steals a lady. V'echad ger, v'echad eved meshuchar, a freed eved, the cotton, or a small child. Nefesh, as long as it's a nefesh, chayiv is chayiv. Kinavai, if he steals him. But v'loi mechari, but he did not sell him. Or mechari, he sold him. But v'yadayin yeshnei b'reshusai. And most of the Shainim learned that this means the nignav is still in the reshus of the nignav. In other words, I went and I sold somebody and that person is still in his own house. Part of the person is part. Now the Rambam says that others learn pshat yadayin yeshnei b'reshus, it means that he is in the reshus of the ganef. I went and I stole somebody, he is still in my reshus, I took him into my house, I sold him, but I did not give him over yet to the person that bought it. It is then that I am part. Right, the Zakta Braisa. If I steal somebody, and mechari liyavav, I sell him to his father, or le'achava, to his brothers, or liyachad menakarizim, or to one of his relatives, chayiv, then I am chayiv. Hagoinev esu avadim, when they steal slaves, pater is pater. The Nechazchina declares what kroivim means over here. Would they use the same guidelines as the type of relatives that are posiliyadis? And he says that he is unclear about it. But akupan. Tani tana kameder of sheshes, as we go to the top of Amar Alf. This was learned before of sheshes, and in particular the halacha, that if I steal somebody and sell him to his own father, I am chayiv. Amalei and Rav Shesha said, Ani Shaina, I learn that Rav Shimon, Naimed Rav Shimon says, the pasuk says, Me'echav, it is dark if you steal him from his brothers. Achi Yitzianu Mereshos Echav. It's dark if you steal him from his family and you send him off to a whole different family. But if you sell him in his very own family, then you did not take him out, Me'echav, and one is not chayiv. The Atam and Chayiv, and you say that he is Chayiv? So Tanei Pater, so we talk to change it, and surely the Braisa meant to say that he is Pater. Affecting one of my Kushir. That Braisa says he is Chayiv, and Reb Shimon says he is Pater. Dilma, Har Reb Shimon, Har Rabbana. Why do you have to change the Braisa? And so the Gemara lo talk to Daitach. This Braisa is Vadai Reb Shimon himself. The Yomer of Yoichanan, because of Yoichanan said, Stam Asnitna, Stam Mishnah without a name, Reb Meir is Reb Meir. Stam Teisafta, Stam Teisafta without a name, is Rabbi Nechemya. Stam Sifra, which is Teres Koyanim, is Rabbi Yehuda, that's in Vayikra. And Stam Sifri, which is in Devarim, And that is where this Baraisa is. The Pasuk is in Devarim. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon. V'kol ha'libet Rabbi Akiva. And all of these Tanayim said what they heard from Rabbi Akiva. But Akupan, this Baraisa is a Sefri, and we know that Stam Sefri is Reb Shimon. V'meila, you are telling me that the Baraisa says if somebody steals one and he sells them to his very own father, he is Chayiv. The Zakat of Shesh, it can't be. Because I know for a fact that Reb Shimon dashes the Pasuk Me'echav, you have to steal him from his brothers. And one would not be chayiv if he sells them into his own family. In the Mishnah we learned Hagaynef as Benoy, if somebody steals his own son, Rabbi Yishmael Benoy shall Rabbi Yechanan and Breiker Mechayiv, and Vechachamim Paich. Hagaynef Benoy, my time of the Rabbanon, what is the time of the Rabbanon who say that he is part? I'm Rabbi Yad Yamakra, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yamatzayish, Gaynef Nefesh, if a man be found stealing a person, Prat, Limatzay. This person was not found stealing somebody. His own son was always there. It was always in his rishos. We can't really call this a kiyam matzei ish. I'm a little papali abayev. That is the gather elamiyata. Let us take another kiyam matzei, for instance. Kiyam matzei ish shaychev im isha ba'ulas ba'al hi eschayev misa. Hachinami, are we to say only if he goes out and he finds an isha? But are we to dash in kiyam matzei prat lematzei? Kigunchal base ploini de shchichan gabayu, says the Gemara. Now here we have an interesting thing. Rashi says that the Gemara does not want to mention the name because they weren't very bad people, but there was a tremendous taina to base ploini to a certain house. In this particular home, there were many men and women that were living together. Now there were noyig kishura. We weren't chas v'shalom choshed them of anything, but l'mayim said the Gemara is implying, are we to assume that should there be a ish shaychev imisha ba'ulas ba'al in that type of a situation, he should not be chayev misa? Because it's bedavka ki yimotze, when he will be found. But perhaps this is not considered found, because it's severe, it's motzei. Amalei, so he told the Menachem Ami, we cannot dash into the ki yimotze that way, we accept the argument, because in that case he would be mamayit. In the case of Kiyamatzi Yishaychev Misha Be'ulat Ba'al, where it is Matzli, and that is not the case, surely one is Chayiv Misa if he is no Yifanashis Ish, even though they are in an environment where it is not Kiyamatzi, but Matzli. How then do the Chachamim dashen that if one is Gainiv as B'nai Yis Pater, Ana may the Nimtza B'yadi Kwamin? I dashen that from the Nimtza B'yadi. This is the Pasuk in Mishpater. That Pasuk reads, V'gainiv Ish U'macharai, the Nimtza B'yadi Mois Yumas. So Rashi explains that this v'nimtza is an extra pasuk, because to say that v'nimtza b'yadi means he has to be found and it has to be substantiated with eidim. We know that already from the pasuk in Pashas Kiseitzeh. The kiyamatze ish v'dashin means that if a person is found, and that means he is found with eidim stealing a person. So what does this v'nimtza b'yadi tell us? It must tell us that if somebody is going to be benoy, he is pater. Amar Rava, Hilkach, Hani Mikri Dardiki, those people that learn with small children, or Imasnu Rabbana, or they teach bigger people, Kimitsuyin Biyadin Damui, that is as though they are Motzi Biyadoi, and the Mela, they would go, if the teachers would go and sell the children or their students up TV, they would not be Chayiv Misa, they would be Pater. Because it has to be of a Nimtza Biyadoi, he has to be found. And these people were there even beforehand. Now the Rishonim and Masbir, the chilek between the kiyamatze that we attempted to dash and to start with, and the v'nimtza b'yadi that ultimately is the drasha that tells us one is not chayav for his son. When we wanted to learn that a person is pater for stealing his own son because the pasuk says kiyamatze ish goinav nefesh, if a man is found stealing a person, mashenkein his own son, you aren't found stealing him, you had him beforehand, he is matzli. So that would present a problem, because in the case of kiyamatze ish shaychev im isha be'ulas ba'al, that would mean that if the Yish and the Isha were Matzoi together beforehand, he should not be Chayav Misa. And that is not the case. Therefore, the Gemara says we are going to dashen from the Nimtza B'yadai. The Nimtza B'yadai is a stronger Lashon. It means one is only Pater if the victim was Mamish in his hands beforehand. In other words, he had exercised some sense of control beforehand over that individual. It is then Dak, if he steals him, he would not be Chayav Misa. And the Nela, the Gemara says that in the case of teachers with little students, where indeed it is a v'nimtza b'yadai, they exercised full control over their environment, the children were absorbed into the homes of their teachers, then the Nela, they would not be chayav misa should the teacher now go and sell the child. We have to understand that a big basis over here for the chayav misa is how much of the other person's dignity did you violate? What did you do to that person? How much are you goyris his mitzias? Were you oiker him out of his own environment? Did you make him then work for you? Were you kind to him, turned him into a slave, and then sold him? Or did you take him out of an environment that he was already in, he was already in your shulchan, and did you sell him? Of course, there is a law there, but there is no chiyuv misa for that. For instance, previously, the Gemara asked about ganva yasha. What happens if you stole a person and sold him, and he was sleeping all the way through? What is the point of him sleeping? So the Ragat Shabbat, for instance, points out that Rambam, in regard to that Gemara, in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin. The halacha is that while there are only a few things that are kosher for tzchach, everything is kosher for the walls. Hakuk Sheyem Lutfanis. And the Rambam paskins, even human beings, they too are kosher mechitzas. The shaila is, can you have a human being become a mechitza on Shabbos or Yabtis? So the Rambam says that if the person is standing there and he is not conscious of the fact that he is now becoming a mechitza, in other words, you can stand and have a conversation with somebody, and if the fact is that because of the position that he is standing in, he is now a mechitza for your sukkah, as long as he doesn't know, it's all right. And it's permitted to eat at that minute in the sukkah. So, l'chayr, what is the Ragat Shabbat trying to point out? We see from these psukim that to rob somebody of his social freedom is, in a sense, a type of murder. The more a person, however, is aware of his environment, and the more violent the uprooting of that environment is, and you're forcing him into a different situation, the more and the greater amplified is the chait. The Mela, the chi of Misa is there when you are pulling somebody out of one environment and forcing him into another. That is a greater violation of the person's rights. Masha Enkin, in situations where he is not that much aware of the change, like for instance in our case, where the children are with the teacher anyhow, there is less reason to say that there should be an actual chiyuv misa. Right, in the Mishnah we learned, Ganav mishechetzah yabed v'chetzah ben chayrin. If somebody steals one that is a chetzah yabed v'chetzah ben chayrin, Rabbi Yehuda says he is chayiv, and v'chachamim paitrin. Tananos. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein li avadim boishes." There is no boishes for avadim. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, on the Krav, because the pasuk says, the pasuk that we learn the concept of boishes b'chlal is ki enatzi anoshim yachtav ish v'yachid. Now the complete pasuk is also in Parshas Kiseitz, and it reads ki enatzi anoshim yachtav ish v'yachid. If men fight one with the other, and the karza eishes ha'echad lehatzalas isha, and the wife of one came near to save her husband, lehatzalas isha miyad makehu, when she embarrassed him, the shalchiyada. So the halacha is, the katzai says, kapa loisachis einecha, you shall cut off her hand and have no pity. Now we dash, and this does not mean literally we are supposed to cut off her hand, it means a monetary penalty, but the penalty is for the baisha's concept. The Gemara learns of Zeresh Shabbat because the pasuk says over here Leisachis Einecha, and it says later on Be'edim Zaymim Leisachis Einecha. Just look over there; it just means money. Here too, it means money. But Uncle Pana, this is where we learn the aside of Baishas from. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishiyesh Loi Achva, being the pasuk says Ki Enatzi Anoshim Yachta V'Yishviyachi, if it is Dafka Mishiyesh Loi Achva, that is to the concept of Baishas pertains. But Yotze Evet She'en Loi Achva. The Rashi explains that there was no concept of brotherhood even between the Eved and his real brother. Now here too we have the lashon of Achiv, ki yematza yesh goinev nefesh me'echav. So again over here, apparently Rabbi Yehuda would eliminate those people that have no shaychus to the concept of echav. But the Gemara wants to know exactly how. V'yacha heichi darish Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda does say that one is chayiv for a chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chayiv. So how we marbe that in this pasuk? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda learns the pasuk as follows. The pasuk says ki yematza yish goinid nefesh meyechav. Meyechav is memayet avadim, because this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei who says once you have the word brother, avadim are eliminated. Now the pasuk could have said ki yematza yish goinid nefesh meyechav, but the pasuk continues ki yematza yish goinid nefesh meyechav mi b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael that comes to be memayet something else, that it's dafka b'nei Yisrael lemiyutei mi shechetze yevet lechetze ben chayim. However, the pasuk could have just said Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says Me'echav and Mi Bnei Yisrael. So we have two miyutim over here. So not only do we have the Bnei Yisrael, which is Memayit the Chesia Yevad the Chesia Ben Chayrin, we have Mi Bnei Yisrael, which is also the miyutim Mish the Chesia Yevad the Chesia Ben Chayrin. Now, what happens if you have two subsequent miyutim for the same thing? The klal is have miyud achar miyud. The ain miyud achar miyud el l'rabbis. Memele Rabbi Yehuda says that one is chayiv for stealing a chetzer yevad a chetzer ben chayrin. Being that he is memayat avadim from the echav, we have the two miyutim left in the pasuk, b'nei Yisrael and mi b'nei Yisrael, both pertain to chetzer yevad a chetzer ben chayrin. So it's have a miyut achar miyut, the ain miyut achar miyut el l'rabbis. Now, Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan who say one is potter for stealing a chatzi yevad v'chatzi ben chayvin? The Rabbanan say that, first of all, may echav liyafuk yavadim loy mashmalo. We don't have three miyutim in this pasuk, we only have two. The meyechav does not exclude avadim. That is only the Yehuda shita. The Rabbanan say that avadim are the same brother that anyone else is. Why? The ha'achavu b'mitzvahs. And Eved Kenani is mechuyev b'mitzvahs ke'isha. Now, if you are mechuyev in the same mitzvahs that the Eved Kenani is, or at least in some of them, then he is your brother. So the miyachav is not memayit avadim. So I'm left with two miyutim of the pasuk. The fact that the Torah stresses b'nei Yisrael and mi b'nei Yisrael. So we have b'nei Yisrael and mi b'nei Yisrael. Chad l'miyutei Eved. One comes to memayit an Eved that one is not chayev for stealing an Eved. V'chad l'miyutei mishachetzi Eved v'chetzi ben chayev. And the other miyut comes to tell me that one is not chayiv for stealing a chatzi yavad v'chatzi ben chayiv. However, being that they don't use the echav, they only have two drashes left. So I don't have a miyut achar miyut for the chatzi yavad v'chatzi ben chayiv. I only have one drasha for the chatzi yavad v'chatzi ben chayiv. I need one to be memayit regular avadim. Masha Enkin Rabbi Yehuda, who is memayit regular avadim meyachav, which is l'shitasai, he has two drashas, the B'nai Yisrael and the Mi B'nai Yisrael left for Chatzi Yavad V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The Nele, he says it's a Miyat Achar Miyat, and being that the ain Miyat Achar Miyat El L'Rabbi, so that Yehuda says one is Chayiv for stealing a Chatzi Yavad V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Frag the Gemara, Azara L'Gainet Nefesh Menayim. Where do we have the official lab for the Gainet Nefesh, for the one that steals the Nefesh? Rabbi Yashiyama, Mi Lai Tignaif. As you will soon see, this is referring to the Lai Tignaif in the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Milo Yimachim in Keres Avet. This is a pasuk in Parashas Bahar, Ki Avadai Heim, Asher Eseisi Yaisam Yeretz Mitzrayim. For my servants are they, that I brought them out of Mitzrayim, Lo Yimachum in Keres Avet, they shall not be sold in a slave mart. Zakti Gemara Velo Pligi, the truth is Rabbi Yoishi and Rabbi Yochanan are not disputing each other. They are both explaining two different formal laven. Makachashiv lav de Geneva, as we explained previously, there are two lav involved over here. For stealing a person, that is one lav. There is another lav for selling him. If you do both, then one is chayiv nisa. But l'maisa, each one is an independent lav. Tani Rabbana, in the Aseres HaDibros we find loy tignaif, and you say begoinef nefashas hakasim medaber. Now, at the wemer begoinef nefashas, this pasuk means don't steal people. Oyeinik, perhaps not. Ela begoinef mamain, maybe it is discussing stealing money. Amata, say yolamad mishloish esay midos shatayin nedashes behen. We have to apply the shloish esay midos, the 13 concepts by which Moshe Rabbeinu taught us how to dash in the words of the Torah. And if we aren't sure what a pasuk is referring to, then the klal is davar halamed mein yame. We have to look at the whole inyan. But me'akasa medaber. What are all the psukim dealing with before this loitignet in the Aseres HaDibros? Dinefashos. We discuss Lei Tirtzach, we discuss Lei Sinach, but it's all offenses against other human beings. So Afkan, the Nefashis. Here too, when the Pasuk says Lei Tignaif, it is referring to stealing Nefashis. So Afkan, here too, the Nefashis. When the Pasuk says Lei Tignaif, it is not referring to stealing money, it is referring to stealing Nefashis. Tanya Idav, the Pasuk says Lei Tignaivu, and that Pasuk is Begoinev Mamin Akasa Medaber, that is the law for stealing money. Perhaps not. Here too, if we aren't sure, we have to apply the klalim. If you aren't sure what the pasuk is referring to, you have to look at the overall inyan. And the me'akas and the dabra, what is the pasuk referring to over there? The mamay. Right before that, the pasuk is saying l'sashagasriyacha. It is all offenses that deal with money, monetary concepts. So Afkan, when the Pasuk says, Loitik Naivu, b'mamay, it is referring not to stealing the Fashis, but rather to steal money. Now, as we have seen previously, in order to be chayiv for stealing a nefesh, there has to be two stages. There has to be the act of stealing another person, kidnapping him, and also selling him. Now, here we run into a problem with the Edom. What happens if we have two groups of Edom? one group that comes and says, we testify that we saw Reuven steal Shimon. And then we have another group that comes and says, we testify that we saw Reuven sell Shimon. It is quite possible that in this case, nobody would be chayiv misa. In order for a testimony to be valid, it has to be the type of testimony where it is possible to be mazim the edim, where it is possible for another two people to come and say that you edim are lying, imani ha'yisim, you were with us, and the mele v'asisim loika shazamim lasis liyachiv, whatever the edim wanted to do with the person they were falsely implicating is to be done to them. The halacha is that if there is a technicality that presents the possibility to turn the edim into edim zayimim, the mele of the whole testimony is not valid. Now that's precisely what our situation is over here, when we have two groups of edim, edei geneiva and edei mechira, testifying that Reuven stole Shimon. Being that we can't be mazim the edim, the mele, even if nobody tries to be mazim the edim, the testimony is not a valid testimony because it becomes edus she'iyat yochel hazima. So in other words, what we are saying is, in order for somebody to be chayiv misa because he steals a nefesh, we have to have one group of edim that say both. We saw Reuven steal Shimon, and we saw Reuven sell Shimon. Itma, if we don't have one group of edim, but we have two groups of edim, we have separate edei geneiva and separate v'edei mechira b'nefesh. And shehuzmu, now somebody went and he was mazim the edim. Another group of edim came, and they said, these edei geneiva and these edei mechira, they are liars. Imanu huyisim, they were with us. Chizkiyah says that although they attempted to bring a chiv misa on Reuven, who they claim stole Shimon, ain neherogim, the Edom are not killed. Now Rabbi Yochanan am neherogim, that the Edom are killed. Rabbi Yochanan says this is a perfectly normal case of v'asisim le'kashazamim lasis li'achiv. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that even though we have separate Edei Geneva and separate Edei Mechira, that is enough to be mechayev Reuven misa. Now what is the basis of this machlokes? Chizkiyah diyamak Rabbi Yekiva d'amar, who says davar v'loy chotzi davar. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, which is found in Cheskos Abatim. The pasuk says, "Al pishnai yemedim yakim davar." Rabbi Akiva dashens that it has to be davar v'loy chasi davar. In order to create a chiyuv, you have to have a testimony where the edim are giving you the complete story. You can't have one group of edim testifying to half a story and another group of edim testifying to a different half of the story. We can't put the testimonies together, and that is precisely what the problem is over here. In order for someone to be chayiv misa, there has to be the act of geneva and the act of mechira. Being that there are two independent groups of edim that are testifying to the geneva and the mechira, it turns out that it's davar v'loy chatzi davar. But Rabbi Yochanan says that if edim geneva and separate edim mechira do testify to somebody, that person is chayiv misa, because of Rabbi Yochanan amar ki rabbanan the amri who say davar v'yafilu chatzi davar. The rabbanan dashes the pasuk differently, and they say that it's perfectly all right if we have two groups of edim and each one give a different part of the story. Mamela, if one group of edim testifies that there was a geneva and the other group testifies that there was a mechira, then the person is chayiv misa. As long as we know there was a geneva and a mechira, we can substantiate the whole story with different edim. Now there is another similar situation where we have respective stages in order to get to a chayiv misa, and mamela we would incur the same problem. What happens if we have different edim for the different stages? And that concept we learned already previously in the Masechta Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and that's about a Ben Sayri Meir. Now the halacha is that when the Ben Sayri Meir first starts going on his evil ways, we bring him to Bezdin, and he gets Malkis. There is a Bezdin of Gimel there. Afterwards, if he continues on his ways, there is now another stage where we bring him to a Bezdin of Esrim Veshloisha, and if indeed it can be substantiated that he continued on his Ben Sayri Meir ways, he is then Chayiv Misa. Now, although Chizki is saying over here that if we have separate Eide Geneva and separate Eide Mechir, we cannot combine the testimonies for a Chiyav Misa, in Maida Chizki, however, would acknowledge, but Eidim who achroinim shall ben sayri meir shehuzmu shen harogim, they would be killed. If two Eidim come and they say that ben sayri meir that already got Malkus on the basis of a distant testimony continued on his ways, and then it turns out these Eidim were lying, so other Eidim come and they say, Imanu Yisam, you were with us, these two edim are going to be killed. Even Chizkiyah would be maida. Why don't we say it's davar v'loy chatzi davar? In order for a ben sayri meir to be chayiv misa, he has to go through both stages, and these edim are only testifying to the second stage. And so the Gemara, no. In this case, we don't view this as one whole process, and these edim are only telling us half a story. Mitayach sheyecholim loy maharashayin. Being that the first Adam, the first maid that then said Mary get his malchus, can argue. We don't represent half a story. We represent a full story. Lahalkas banu. We came to be mechayev this ben sayer imayer malchus, and indeed he got malchus, because that is the first stage of ben sayer imayer. That's a whole pash. It's a whole sugi within ben sayer imayer. When he first starts off, he gets malchus. Then the Torah says, if he continues, there is a whole new concept, chiyav misa. So the ani achrini, these other aiden that came after the malchus, and they attempted to bring misa on this ben sayer imayer, that's not a chatzi davar, kuli davar ka'avdilei. In other words, very simply, what we are saying is that Eide Geneva and Eide Mechir in regard to the kidnapper each tell half a story. There is only a complete story when we have Geneva and Mechir, because only then is there a Chiyav Misa. The first stage of the Ben Sari Meir and the second stage of the Ben Sari Meir are two independent parashiyas. Varaya, because there is something completed with the first testimony. Due to the first testimony, he already got an Ayish, he got Malchus. And Mia Yoimer, that he's going to continue on his evil ways. So Mamelu, once he gets that Malchus, we say the first testimony is complete. Whatever happens now is a new parasha. If we have people come and they try to be Mechayef and Misa because they say he is continuing on his ways, it's a complete story. If they turn out to be Edom Zaymanim, these Edom Zaymanim are going to be killed. If they don't turn out to be Edom Zaymanim, then the Ben Sari Meir is going to be killed. Mask of Lodapap. So apparently you are saying over here that if somebody just steals another person but does not sell him, he is not Chayav Malchus. Because you are saying that Geneva and Mechir are not like the Ben Sayeri Meir. Geneva and Mechir are each only a half a story. And that is why if you have one set of Eidim for the Geneva and another set of Eidim for the Mechira, we can't combine the testimony. There's a problem over here, however. There is a machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. If or if not, there was a Chayav Malchus just for stealing a person when there is no further indication that he sold him. Now, we don't know who says what. We don't know who says there is Malchus or who says there isn't Malchus. But we know that there is a machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan if or if not he gets Malchus. Assuming that Chizki is the one that says that one does not get Malchus just for Geneva, there is only a Chiyav Misa for Geneva and Mechira, Memela, we would understand that the testimony for Geneva in itself is nothing, it's meaningless. It is only when we have a combined Geneva and Mechir that a person may be Chayav Misa, and the Mele Chizkiya says that if you have one group of Eidim testifying that there is Geneva and the other group of Eidim testifying that he sold the person, we can't combine two half of stories because he holds Davar V'lichatzi Davar, and the Mele nobody would be Chayav Misa. The problem is Chizkiya the one that says that there is no Chiyav Malchus just for the Geneva? Maskiv Lot of Bab. You are telling me about the Ben Sari Meir that the second group of Eidim in the Ben Sari Meir would surely be Chayav Misa if they turn out to be Eidim Zaynanim. Because they are not a Chatzi Dover, they are a complete Dover. Even Chizki would be Meidah to this. And why? V'haraya, that the first group of Eidim is an independent Eidus, because they brought the Ben Sari Meir to a Chayav Malchus. And it may have ended over there. They accomplished something. Anything from that point on is a different story. Maskiv Lot of Papa, Ihachi, Eidim Mechira, Nami Likdalei. By that very same token, you should say that the Eide Mechira, in our case, in the case of stealing a person, should also be Chayav Misa. Why? Because let us not say this is a Chatzi Davar, let us say this is a complete Davar, for the very same reason. Because the Eide Geneva can say, we are an independent testimony, we aren't half a story. We came to give Malchus. Aye, but who says that there is a Chayav Malchus just for Geneva? The Chitain, that perhaps you are going to say, Dikasavar Chizki, that Chizki is the one that is of the opinion, the Loi Laki, that there is no Chiyav Malchus just for Geneva. And that is why he says that Geneva and Mechir are only half of stories, and the Melech, they are two independent groups of Eidus that are testifying to the respective Geneva and Mechir, as you can't put them together. But it, my will, to say this, Eide Geneva Benefesh, in regard to the Eide Geneva of a human being, all we have is Eide Geneva. All we have is Eidim that Reuven stole Shimon. And Shehuzman, it turns out that these Eidim become Eidim Zaymanim. Chizki v'Rabbi Yochanan, we have machlokes in Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Chadomer, one man the Yomer says, Loikin, that the Eidim would get Malchus, because they wanted to bring a Chiyav Malchus on the person that did the Geneva, and the Yassisim like Hashazamim laughs at Liachiv. the Chadamer, and one man the Yama says, ain't like him. If all these Eidim did was that they testified that Reuven stole Shimon and nothing more, there is no Malkus. Because they would have not brought a chi of Malkus on Reuven, even if he was implicated. The Amrinan, that Tistayim, the Chizkiya, the Yama Lichen. I will bring you a raya that Chizkiya is the one that says that Eidig and Eva do get Malkus. So let us pick up the raya about Pen, then we'll see it inside. There is a clown that Alav Shemitin Liazaris Mises Bezdin does not have any Malkus. You can't start out attempting to be Mechayim somebody Misa and then wind up with Malkus. It's two different Mahalchim. If you want to be Mechayim somebody Malkus, it has to be the type of Aveira that does not bring to a Chi of Misa. Now, in the case of the Ben Sayri Meir, after the Chi of Malkus, if he engages continuously in his act, there is a Chi of Misa. But that's a whole separate thing. After the Malkus, now we're dealing only with the Chi of Misa. But you can't start from scratch and attempt to do something which could technically bring him to a Chi of Misa. And if not Misa Malkus, there is no such a thing. The klal is that any lap that is meeting Lazarus Misa's Bezdin ain't like enough. If you're testifying to something by which directly this can bring to a Chi of Misa, then there can't be any Malkus. Now, what did we learn at the start of our sugya here? If we have one group of Eidim that come and say Reuven stole Shimon, we have another group of Eidim that come and say Reuven sold Shimon. Chizkiya says, nobody's going to be Chayiv Misa over here. You can't combine the two testimonies. Each testimony is telling you a half a story. The complete story is you have to be both a Ganef and a Moicher to be Chayiv. Now, may it is possible to say that if you have one group of Eidim that come and testify that Reuven stole Shimon, and that's all we know, it is Shaykh to say that Reuven should get Malkus. If it's possible to bring somebody to a Chayiv Misa with a testimony, you can't settle for Malkus. According to Chizkiya, it would be very good. It is impossible to bring him to a Chi of Misa. Because once you have Eidig and Eiv, and that's all you saw, if we have other Eidim over here that are just going to testify to the Mechira, there will not be a Chi of Misa based on your testimony of Geneva. We can't combine the two things. On the other hand, Rav Yochanan says that you can combine two half of stories. He does not have the drash of Davar V'lechatzi Davar. Memel, according to Rav Yochanan, if we have one group of Eidim that come and say that Reuven stole Shimon, and then we have another group of Eidim that come and say Reuven sold Shimon, so it turns out that this person is going to be Chayav Misa. So it means the testimony for Geneva is already the beginning of a testimony that could ultimately result in a Chayav Misa. If or if not, additional Eidim came to testify to the Mechir is irrelevant. The point is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this testimony of Geneva, although it is all the Eidim know, Geneva could be a stepping stone to a Chi of Misa. So it is impossible to say there should be a Chi of Malkus for this testimony. Any testimony that could lead to a Chi of Misa cannot have Malkus. It's a lash and it's only a Zeres Misa's Bezdin. Memela Bihechach of Papa will show us that Chizkiya has to be the one that says that there is Malkus for Geneva. Because once again, we know for a fact that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. One of them says there is Malkus just for Geneva, one of them says no. The Amrinan, let us see the Gemara inside, Tistayim, I will bring you a raya. There is no Shaila, the Chizkiya, the Amalekin. It has to be Chizkiya who says that there is Malkus. Because Midama Chizkiya ain't Neherogin, being that Chizkiya says that if you have independent Eidim for Geneva and Mechira, if you have Eidim that just saw the Geneva, you cannot be Mitzar of this Eidus to Eidim Mechira and make the person die. The Mela Shaykh to say that the Eidig and Eva have absolutely nothing to do with Misa, and the Mela, their testimony is only for Malkus. The Eid of Yochanan is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Kivan the Amen Neharogin. If Rabbi Yochanan says it's Shaykh for two people only to see the Geneva, and for another two people to only see the Mechira, and if you put them together, there would be a Chi of Misa. So it turns out it is impossible to say that the Eidig and Eva should bring somebody to Malkus. Because theoretically it is possible for this testimony to be part of a testimony that is going to lead to a Chi of Misa. And if or if not it does, is irrelevant. The point is, Havali Lav Shanitin Liazaris Misa's Bezdin, and Vachol Lav Shanitin Liazaris Misa's Bezdin ain't like enough. You can't say that the Eidim Zayim should get Malkus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if I and somebody else go and testify that Reuven stole Shimon, we can't get Malkus. What basis is it to give us Malkus? We lied? We write with the lab of Loisana, that's a lab she'en by Maisa. Either is a cloud of a sisim like Kashazamam lasis li achiv. If he is not going to get Malkus, how can the Eidim get Malkus? And he can't get Malkus, because being that this Eidei Geneiza can later become its surf to Eidei Mechira to result in a Chiyav Misa, it becomes a Lav Shnit Liyazar's Misa's Bezdin. So be Hechrach, we have to say that it is Chizkiah who is of the opinion that the Eidei Geneiza do get Malkus. So in effect, we're going around in circles, and that's what the Papa is saying. It's impossible. The statement that Chizkiah says nobody would be Chayiv Misa if you have separate Eidei Geneiza and separate Eidei Mechira is an impossible statement. Because why shouldn't the Eidim Mechira be Chayiv Misa if it turns out they are Eidim Zayin? The only svara would be to say that because they are only testifying to a half a story. But the Mechira would only be a half a story if Geneva within itself is nothing. If there is no Chayiv Malkus for Geneva, there is only a Chayiv Misa for Geneva and Mechira. So Mechira itself is only half a Chayiv. But if there is a Chayiv Malkus for Geneva, that means the Eidim Geneva are an independent concept. So the Eidim Mechira should be Chayiv Misa. And Behechach, you have to say, as we have just proven, that Chizkiah is the one that says that there is a Chiyav Malkus for Eidei Geneva. Memela, you can't say that the Eidei Mechira are half a concept. Geneva within itself is a whole concept. Elam Rapapa, that this is how we should have learned to start with. If we have separate groups of Eidim, one group of Eidim comes and says, we saw Reuven steal Shimon. Another group of Eidim comes and they say, we saw Reuven sell Shimon. And it was Nigmar Dina that Reuven should be killed. And then it turns out the Eidei Mechira were Eidim Zaymimim. Mother Eidim come and they say, Yimani Hu Yisim, you were with us. So the Kuliyam Aloy Pligidina Herogim, the Eidei Mechira surely killed. They wanted to kill Reuven with their testimony, and the Asisim Loy Kashazamim Lassus Liyachas. Ki Pligiwan Isder Machlaikis. The Eidei Geneva. Chizki Omar Ein Neherogim, that the Eidei Geneva would not be killed. Because Geneva Lechuda Kaima, there was a Chiyav Malkus for Geneva. The only thing is, being that there were Eidei Mechira that followed afterwards, we put Malkus to the side and we began to deal with the concept of Misa. But a Mechira Lechuda Kaima. Lamai said, it's only the Eidei Mechira that present the possibility of a Chiyav Misa. So therefore, indeed, if the Eidei Mechira turn out to be Eidei Zayim, they are to be killed. But as far as the Eidei Geneva are concerned, they did not attempt to kill anybody, they attempted to bring somebody Malkus. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Neherogin. Rabbi Yochanan says even the Eidei Geneva are going to be killed because Geneva as chalta de mechirei. Rabbi Yochanan says there is no chiyav malkus for Geneva. It's a lav shenitin liyazaras misas bezin. There is no chiyav malkus. Rabbi Yochanan maintains that there is only a chiyav misa for both Geneva and the mechirei. And although each one is a half a story, you have to have both Geneva and mechirei. That's not a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because he does not have a drasha of davar lechatzi davar. We can combine the testimony of two Eidim as long as we get the complete story after both testimonies. So bihechrach, the way that Yochanan views this, there cannot be a chiyav malkus for Geneva because Geneva is part of the Misa process. But because Geneva is part of the Misa process, and because we don't say davar lechatzi davar, it means that both the Eidei Geneva and the Eidei Mechira over here are equally as guilty in the attempt to bring Misa to the innocent Reuven. And the Mela, the Yochanan would say that if they turn out to be Eidim Zayimim, even the Eidei Geneva are going to be Chayiv Misa. Umoideh, Rabbi Yochanan, however, Rabbi Yochanan would be Moideh, the Eidim Harishonim Shel Ben Sayri Meir Shehuzmu, in that case, She'ein Erog. When the Ben Sayri Meir Eidim come with their first stage, and they attempt to say that this person is Chayiv Malkus, this Ben Sayri Meir, he ate the Tartima Shel Basa, and he drank the Chazi Lug Yayin, and he stole it, and whatever all the qualifications are for the Chayiv Malkus of the Ben Sayri Meir, even if that is followed by additional testimony of other Eidim, that he continued to do that in the Mele, he is Chayav Misa. And then it turns out all of these Eidim are Eidim Zaymanim, the first group of Eidim would not be Chayav Misa. Because over here, indeed, here the first stage of the Ben Sari Meir process, Eidim can argue, we had nothing to do with the Chayav Misa. Our objective was the Chayav Malkus. We were wrong. But that was the ultimate of our objective. It is the second group of Eidim that wanted to bring the Chiyav Misa. Masha Enkin, in regard to the Geneva and the Mechira, the Eidei Geneva cannot tie in our objective with the Chiyav Malkus. There is no Malkus. It is Geneva and Mechira together that create the Misa. And both Eidei Geneva and Eidei Mechira are equally as guilty. And the Mele, they are both Eidim Zaymimim, and according to the Yochanan, there would be Chiyav Misa. That is the way Rashi learns the Sugya. The Ram learns it a little bit differently, with a little different type of a beer. But Akulpanim, let us see the Gemara Vayter. Amar Abayim. Hako moidim the Ben Sayri Meir. There is a case where everyone is moidim that the respective Eidos in the Ben Sayri Meir case, which we will soon explain, are potter. And v'hakol moedim b'ben tzairi meirer, there is a case where everyone is moedim that in regard to the respective eidos of the ben tzairi meirer, they should be chayiv, u'machloikis b'ben tzairi meirer. And there is also a case of a machloikis in regard to the ben tzairi meirer. Now Abai explains. Hakol moedim b'ben tzairi meirer b'eidim harishayinim she'ein neherogim. Why, as we explained previously, the first stage of the Ben Sairi Meir is an independent concept. If you say Davar V'loi Chati Davar, or if you say Davar V'chati Davar, it's a complete Davar, there's no problem. The objective of these Eidim are to bring this person to a Chi of Malkus, and it has nothing to do with Mis. The Hakum Meidim Ben Sairi Meir be Eidim Achroinim, in regard to the second stage of Eidim, if different Eidim come and they say that he continued after his Chi of Malkus to engage in his ways, and it turns out they are Eidim Zainanin, Shenaragim, that they are killed. And they cannot argue, Davar v'leichatzi davar, we were only half an Eidus. Bitechshe Eidim harashayinim yechaylon loyimah lehalkas bana, we have nothing to do with the Chi of Misa, our objective was to bring him to Malkus. You are the ones that started with the Chi of Misa. And if you are Eidim Zainanin, then v'asizim loikashazam and lasiz liachas. V'hani kuli davar ka'avdile, you are not a chatzi davar, Eidim mechira. Or machloikas, where would we have a machloikas, but then Sairi Meir? That is where Shnayim Oymrim Bifaneini Ganaf and Shnayim Oymrim Bifaneini Achal. In order for the Ben Sairi Meir to be Chayiv Misa after the Malkus, he has to steal money from his father, buy meat and wine, and he has to eat it not in his father's Ashus but in somebody else's Ashus. So in effect, what we're doing now is we are splitting up the Eidos in the second stage of the Ben Sairi Meir process. This Ben Sairi Meir already got his Malkus. Now it's a Shail of Nis. Shnayim Maimim, two people come and they say, Bifaneinu Ganaf. We saw him steal the meat, steal the money to buy the meat and wine from his father. But that alone would not be enough to Mechayef a Nis. Shnayim Maimim, another two Eidim come and they say, Bifaneinu Acha. We saw him eat the meat and drink the wine, Bereshos Acher. So this is a perfect case where we have one situation and we don't have a complete story from any one of the Eidos. The complete story is that he stole the money from his father and ate it b'reshos acherim. We have half a story from one group of Eidim, half a story from the other group of Eidim. So if you say you can combine two testimonies, and you don't have a drash of davar v'lechatzi davar, then he would be chayiv misa. These Eidim would be chayiv misa if they turn out to be Eidim zayimim. If you say, however, that we will pass in like Chizki and Rabbi Yekiva that davar v'lechatzi davar, then we don't have a complete story from any group of Eidim over here, and there would be no chiyuv whatsoever. Amar Rav Asi, Eidei mechira b'nefesh shehuznu, ein neherogin. Two Eidim come and they say, we saw Ruvain sell Shimon. No Eidei Geneva showed up at this point yet. All we have is a testimony that Ruvain sold Shimon. Ein neherogin. There is definitely no chiyuv misa. Why not? If we don't have any substantiation whatsoever to a Geneva, all you saw was that Reuven sold Shimon, how do you know who Shimon is? Maybe Shimon was Reuven's Eved Kanani. Amar of Yosef, Kiman Oz Lahosh Maitzad Ravasi, who says the Eidim Mechir would not be Chayiv, Karebi Akiva the Amar, who says, Davar V'lechatzi Davar. Being that Mechir is only half of the requirements for a Chiyiv Nisim, and Mele, it is not a valid Eidis independently. Amar Le'abai and De'ik Rabbanan Neherogin, but if half a testimony would be valid, if we can combine it with a different testimony, there would be a Chiyuv Misa? Pamitoich kama. Even if there wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Davar, there cannot be a Chiyuv Misa over here because we cannot prove that something was done wrong. Maybe he sold his Eved Kanani. All they saw was that a person was sold. Elena Zagdi Gemara Filatema Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who say that you can combine testimonies of two Eidim, if all the Eidim saw was Eidim Mechira, it would not be a chiv. Why? Because who says that he stole a person and he sold him? Maybe he sold his own avid. Being that we have no Eide Geneva, then maybe we don't know who he sold. Frek de Gemara, if there aren't any Eide Geneva at all, Yachi Maila Memda, of course nobody is chayav Misa. You have to have Eidim for both the Geneva and the Mechira. The Shailas, can we combine independent Eides? But if there is no Eides for Geneva, of course there is no chiv. After the Gemara, Leit Tzricha, the Afal Gav, the Asi Leba Saif. Saif called Saif Eide Geneva did come. After two Eidim came and they testified that Reuven sold Shimon, other Eidim came and they testified that Reuven stole Shimon. And then it turns out the Eidim Mechir are Eidim Zaymim. They lied. They still, however, would not be Chayiv. Of course they would not be chayiv. The Eid Mechira container, what did we do? When we came, there were no Eid Geneva yet. All we said was that Reuven sold Shimon. Our intention wasn't to be mechayiv Reuven Misa, because we knew that Reuven could have always argued, how do you know who I sold? I didn't steal anybody, I sold my own Eved. And for the Gemara, let's see, the Chiddush is that when these Eid Geneva do come, the Komeramzi Ramuzei, they are signaling to each other, and it is clear to Bezin that there is a plan over here to start with. These Eid Mechir were very well aware of the fact that their friends, the Eid Geneva, would come afterwards. And the male, if it turns out the Eid Mechir are Eid Zaymim, let us say perhaps they should be Chayiv Misa, Kamash Mulan, so the Chiddush is that Ramiza Lav Klumi. You may have your own signs to realize that they did attempt to do something. They did plan this together, but Lamaisa, the Eid Mechir came first. And Bashas, the Eid Mechir were here, they did not testify to a Chayiv Misa because there was no Eid Geneva. And the male, even if they turn out to be Adam Zainanim, there would not be a Chiyav Misa.